The invasive snails are host to trematodes, parasites that inhabit the snails, which birds feast on. The trematodes eventually weaken the birds by causing them to lose blood. Jennifer Sauer is a biologist with the Upper Midwest Environmental Sciences Center in La Crosse. Sauer says area researchers first noticed die-offs of waterfowl in Lake Onalaska 8 years ago.
Since then, they're estimating up near La Crosse about 65,000 birds have died. And now we are seeing water bird die-offs north of Dubuque.
Sauer says several agencies, including the U.S. Geological Survey, Minnesota and Wisconsin DNRs, as well as the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, are participating in a workshop this week to address the problem.
Our ideal is to get a prioritized list of research needs that will help us offer management options to the Upper Mississippi River Refuge. Also, the refuge is in the Mississippi Flyway, so you're getting over 40% probably of the waterfowl population come through this area.
That amounts to nearly 17 million water birds flying along the entire Mississippi River and the Mackenzie River in Canada. Sauer says they've been removing dead birds and are considering modifying islands on the river to reduce buildups of the invasive snail, which are also competing with native snails. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.